Let's get her going here this morning at Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all. We are this week into part two of our topic on solar energy. Boy, it's sure filling the news waves here in Arizona. From Nogales to Page, it's a big, big topic right now, and I want to take the time to get it covered. We covered it all last weekend. We're going to cover it again this weekend, and I can't tell you why any more than if you just saw the business section of the Arizona Republic on August 2nd, the headline of that section of the newspaper, two solar companies failed to deliver, leaving hundreds of homeowners cash out with very little chance to recover much of their deposit that they're out. The Register of Contractors, of course, is on the situation, and the new state budget did approve the legislature to refund what we call the recovery fund that they had swept several years ago. So fortunately, we're in an opportunity here where maybe some of those homeowners possibly will get some of their money back. But why even go there in the first place? So the topic is solar. We've got special guests here in studio. We have my daughter, Julia, call screening, waiting for your calls. You feel free to give us a ring at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Maybe you've wondered, do I buy? Do I lease? Do I go photovoltaic? Do I go hot water? We're also on the subject today of other alternative energy. You want to talk about wind turbines? They're kind of a novelty in themselves. You know what? We're even going to talk about generating electricity from methane gas. Huh? How about that? And we've got the expert here to talk to us about that. So Julia is our operator standing on by to take your call at 1-888-767-4348. Of course, my co-host, Romy Romero, my son's here at my right hand. He kind of pushes all the right buttons and keeps me away from the controls. I have sweet Jennifer in here who always keeps us in line and doesn't ever let me take the show political.
You're welcome.
I wish you would, just once in a while.
Your friendly pace.
Just once in a while.
They get beat up all week.
And then, of course, we've got Mike, Reish, and Pete, who are our broadcast engineers, making sure your call gets handled, put on air, and heard by the entire listening audience here in the great state of Arizona. All right, let's talk. Before I get on the topic, I do want to mention something to all our listeners. We have, as most of you know, the website rosieonthehouse.com. Most of you know that we have a contractor referral directory there. We have been bombarded in the last 12 to 18 months, really since the hailstorm of October 2011, about, Rosie, why don't you have great homeowner insurance company listed? Why don't you have insurance company listed? So we played with the idea. I thought, no, we're really a contractor referral directory. Let's just keep it at that. And we just kept getting requests and people calling and calling and calling. So I just called the man that wrote me and Jennifer's first homeowner's insurance policy back in 1978. His son now is running the company, Clayton Jansen. And I said, Clayton, you guys, I've been customers years for 37 years. Do you want to get Rosie certified? So I want to welcome Focus Insurance Services. They're at 22nd Street in Highland right here in Phoenix. You spell Focus, P-H-O-C-U-S. So if we're going to introduce you, the Arizona homeowners, to great insurance companies that we can trust, we got to go down to Tucson and find somebody down there. Those of you that are listening that may know a great insurance, trustworthy insurance company, let us know who they are, as well as for those of you in Prescott and Sedona and Flagstaff. We basically have Arizona covered right up from Nogales to Page. I think the Taliesin Foundation named that stretch the Sun Corridor. And they were projecting that by 2020, there were going to be 9.5 million people in that corridor. I think the last 5 years probably modified. I hope it modified it down to some bit. But let's bring in our special guests. Y'all have heard me talking about Miss Catherine for a long, long time. She's been a Rosie Certified Partner for about 7 or 8 years. Catherine Kent, up from Tucson, owner, proprietor of the Solar Store. You've been in the solar industry for how long?
I actually was assisted in the installation of my first system 27 years ago.
And
the solar store is celebrating its 15th year this year.
That's awesome. And y'all do solar. I know you do photovoltaic. I know you do a lot of hot water. And I know you do some wind turbine stuff, right?
On occasion, yes, we do.
Okay. You do a lot statewide and are kind of known for maybe taking people off grid. I mean, you'll go remote.
We do a lot of people that are going remote. And in fact, it's just been incredibly interesting for me that within the last, say, month or so, a lot of people have been calling us up and wanting to expand their systems or to move off grid. And we're actually seeing something that I think we hopefully will touch on a little bit is going hybrid. So being on grid and being able to have the ability to have power when the utility goes off.
Well, I know Jennifer and I are just in the process of beginning our property up in Alpine. I've got to get a bridge built first across the San Francisco River, so we're going to get that done. But the very first thing I'm going to need to put in is a solar-powered electric gate at the end of the driveway.
Oh, that's simple.
I mean, way too far from the house to run power, but that's going to be an easy deal?
Oh, easy deal.
Yeah, I love hearing that.
Solar kind of seems to be like gardening in a lot, that when you finally start and you see the rewards of making your own stuff, you just keep doing more. More and more. So if you start with an electric water heater, well, hey, if I can do that, how about this? And then how about this? And then how about this? And then you don't want to just stick to one method. You want to try it all. You want to do raised and flat, vertical gardening. You want to try solar. You want to try wind. You want to try every different option that's available. You just want to try it all.
Now, I did get to introduce Catherine, and I didn't get to Kevin.
Well, good morning, Rosie.
Kevin Krause, also the Solar Store. Thanks for joining us. And speaking of, trying different things, and this is something we're going to get to later in the show, not only solar generating for photovoltaic, for hot water, for or wind turbines for power generation, but some of the other things we can do to get off power or reduce our consumption load. Solar power refrigerators. Romy and Amanda have actually become very good solar oven cooks.
The solar oven makes the best braised beef. Oh, have you tried that, Romy?
We haven't. Most of ours has been bread up to this point.
Oh, bread. That's difficult stuff. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You just start right at the top.
Yeah. It's a fine art.
Okay, let's get started on this whole topic of solar, and we're covering every avenue of it today. We kind of covered photovoltaic last week. I want to cover the other arenas of it as much, but I know we're going to need to start at photovoltaic. Catherine, I've been saying ever since, I don't know, when was the resurgence of solar? I'm thinking it was like 7 years ago, 8 years ago, when the subsidies and the tax credits and... Was that about
TEP
right?
Started in the subsidies of their SunShare program back in 2000. But they were sort of very early on in the program. But I think the big brunt of it started like 2004, 2005. And then, this huge insurgence that happened from 2007 to 2009.
Huge insurgence. And I've been warning homeowners ever since that, look, if you're going to explore solar, please try and find companies that have been around for a while. Because just like back in the 80s, when the federal government was basically paying you to install a solar water heater on your roof, thousands of them were put on. And then, of course, as soon as the subsidies, the tax rebates expired, people quit putting them on. The companies went out of business, and all these homeowners were left with no one to service their equipment.
Those poor orphan solar systems.
Boy, in the 80s, we had a bunch of solar, unfortunately, took a black eye back in the 80s for that kind of artificially induced demand, then an evacuation of that supply, and then everybody's left holding a bag. And now, thank goodness it didn't cost them anything out of pocket to get it mounted. Many of them had to pay a lot of money to get them taken off.
Yep.
So we come through that in the 80s, and now the federal government, the solar panel manufacturers, and the utility companies all combine to start throwing money at the industry again. 05, 06, 07. And I kept warning people, buyer beware. Oh, man. And this story here in August 2nd, Arizona Public, is a perfect story. Hundreds of homeowners out, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, and I don't know, Julia will tell me, I'm going to try not to put any opinions. The two companies are actually failed for probably the same reason, but there were two different types of companies. And one was, One was much better, and the other one had a very long reputation of not being so good.
One was a pretty good company.
Yep.
Yeah, and like you say, one had a reputation of just taking advantage of people. Let's talk a little bit about, because solar is so much in the news right now, I want to come back, or we can cover it right now, I think, real quick. What is, a lot of what we're reading is what APS wants to, it seems like, may hinder the solar energy. Give us APS's side of the story. What are their thoughts?
Well, if we can separate ourselves from the fact that this is solar, if we look at the utilities, they have some basic costs that they're going to have to pay no matter whether you buy any electricity or not. And what they're trying to do is to say, when people have solar on their property, they are not carrying the full cost of being able to provide the power and to transport it to you and do all the billing. Now, the Corporation Commission has evaluated that there is a flat fee, but that's assuming that people are using a certain amount of power. And when you have a solar system, you're not using that power. So what's happening is that the utility is saying, wait a minute, our cost structure is not fair, that we're having to support all of this infrastructure to these homeowners, and they're not actually paying us for that. And so that's why they're setting, that's going to attach a surcharge or something. Somehow we have to recoup our costs.
Well, the other utility companies pretty well follow APS's lead on that.
Well, they're the biggest boys on the block here.
Yeah.
I know that Tucson Electric Power is evaluating this, and I mean, it's essentially, it's a corporation commission. This is in their purview to decide how they're going to, put this program and how all of our utilities our utility rate structures are formulated.
Okay. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit about what the solar industry's opinion is of that perspective, as well as start talking about any question the callers may have at 1-888-767-4348 right here at Rosie on the House.